Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So we've been spending a lot of time feeling what it feels like to be in alignment with our inner being, with our higher self. And I want to remind you that that inner being, that higher self, is who we are and is our connection to source energy. I believe that we are an extension of source energy or spirit or God or the divine. Fill in the blank for whatever word works best for you. But we are the physical kind of manifestation of source energy here on Earth, and connecting our physical body to our spiritual body is what we've been doing. We're connecting ourselves to our inner being. And the point is to be in that space as often as possible. And when we're not, that's when, like I talked about earlier, when you're frustrated or worried or angry and your inner being is not, your inner being doesn't know what those feelings are. And that's when we're actually in resistance. And so when you're not in alignment, you are in resistance. And the point is, in order to live our best, most happiest, most wonderful, highest existence, we want to consciously be connected more of the time. We want to consciously be connected to source, to that inner being, more and more. And it is practice. It absolutely is practice. And, you know, we talk about how like life happens, how we're allowed to have those shitty human moments. We've talked about those things. And remember that those shitty human moments allow us to move forward in our lives because they remind us of what we want versus what we don't want. They teach us more about ourselves and who we are. And they actually lead us to, if we allow them, those conflicts and contrasts and obstacles, if we allow them, they actually connect us closer to our inner beings. They allow us to get in alignment more frequently. And the more we know what we want, the more we can create the life that we want, the reality that we want, like we talked about last week. So how do we get there from here? Well, we stay in as much alignment as possible. We make sure to use the conflicts and obstacles to aid us in moving forward in our existence. And we continue to choose to create the reality that we want in order to feel the absolute fullness of who we are and who we came here to be. And it's just going to continue to feel better and better and better. And we'll start our practice by connecting through our breath. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath in and all the way out. Breathing in and breathing out. Really deep from the bottom of your belly. And just relax into this exhale, letting everything go. Good job. Let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through our nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. 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 Keep going. And as you breathe, I want you to put your focus on your body. Yes, pay attention to how your lungs are expanding and contracting. Maybe your stomach is too. But really feel the weight of your body in your seat. How gravity pulls you into the seat. Consider where your feet are touching the floor. Feel where every part of your body is touching something else. Whether it's your hands in your lap, your back against the chair, your thighs together. Feel your body. And notice any sensations in your body that you might be feeling. It's not good, it's not bad. You don't need to change positions or shift around. But just notice, do you feel tingling in your toes? Are your knees or your hips a little achy this morning? Are you clenching your jaw or squeezing your eyes? Where's your tongue? What if we relax our jaw and our tongue? The skin of our eyes. What if we just relax and allow gravity to really just hold us? And keep breathing. Notice any sensations. Just become aware. Maybe you can feel your heart beating. Sometimes I can feel my heart beating in my fingertips. Can you notice a space in your body where you feel that? Feel the blood pumping? And notice how that stuff happens without you even thinking about it. You're not consciously making your blood pump. Until now, or until recently, you haven't been consciously breathing. Maybe offer some gratitude to your body for functioning without your effort. Good job. When you're ready, open your eyes. As you go through your day, maybe think of some other things that you don't really pay attention to that happen without our awareness. You know, like the earth turning, the sun setting, the moon rising. We just had a full moon, and now the moon's waning. We have no control over that. It's not something we really think about, but it definitely affects our lives. Kind of cool. So maybe let's offer a little bit of gratitude up today to the universe. How amazing it is and how lucky we are to be here. And then you can return the favor by going out there and kicking some ass.